This episode has been recorded by Janine Preston for Life is a Beach. Hi, Barry.
How's it? What a lekker day. It is in Amanus, too. It's really nice.
Oh, my goodness. Are you in Amanus? I thought you were in Johannesburg. That's such good news. Time.
Yeah. I make a plan.
So tell me, I need to understand, what happened to Barry during COVID? Because, you know, we missed you terribly. We were all watching reruns on YouTube and things like that. And when I woke up this morning, I thought, I've got to phone Barry. Got to hear what he's up to.
I appreciate it. What happened to Barry? Barry had time. The weirdest thing with COVID is it made time for me to reassess what I'm doing with my life. I've got all these ideas that I want to do and make a plan. And COVID allowed me to action ideas that I had that I wanted. I've created a platform called Cousin Approved. And it came about from watching YouTube videos that people do these unboxing videos. Have you seen those things?
Yes, where they trial a product and they unbox it and they say, okay, how easy is it to put together?
Yeah, it takes them 5 minutes to open the box. By that time, I'm wishing it was a knife so I could use it to slit my wrist. You know what I'm saying? So I actually thought, well, there's got to be a way around this because I've got a 90-second window. And so I created this platform called Cousin Approved where I talk about people's product that I approve of. I make it funny. I video it. And then those people then use it for their digital marketing. And it also goes onto the Cousin Approved YouTube channel. And it's really, really working well for me. Because
okay,
it's fun.
So now that you've told us about this, do you realize you're going to have to do a 90-second audio on something that you've opened? In other words, have you got something handy that you can just do a 90-second for us so we can hear what it sounds like?
Hold on a second. I did a just bear with me, okay?
No, listen, we'll wait for you anytime because I'm looking forward to seeing your show on Thursday as well. So I get to see Barry, my cousin.
Are you coming on Thursday? That's
yes,
cool, isn't it?
To Empress Palace.
I have got, I don't know if this will come through.
I'm looking forward to hearing this because this is only going to be fun. If you're going to be promoting products, I can't wait. No, unfortunately, we can't. So what I'll do is I'll put the link onto our website, onto our social media, and everyone can follow it.
I'll tell you how I do it, okay? It goes like this. I did a thing for EPS Bathroom and Kitchen, okay?
Yes.
And they sell one product called Hansgrohe. It's an upmarket faucets. So I did this. I went, my cousin, you know, like I know, that EPS Bathroom and Kitchen are the business. Quality is their middle name. Quite clearly the leaders in the game. But how's this name? Hansgrohe. Get it hot and steamy is taking a new meeting. In the shower is where it's all happening. Okay, sometimes in the kitchen too. Hansgrohe have got more innovation ideas than a defense lawyer for Jacob Zuma. Okay. And then I write something like that. And I do this whole thing and then they use it. I film it. Then they put it out there and they make it happen. Are you there?
I'm absolutely blown away about, you know what? I just love what you've done because advertising has become so boring because young ad execs don't have a brain cell because they just put it out there and hope that we'll watch it, listen to it. And I get so bored. And the one I've only enjoyed recently is Suzuki where they talk about where the guy's on it and he does a Suzuki ad. I love that ad because somebody gave some thought to it. And you've just done that. Well done.
I created this platform because A, I couldn't work on stage and B, I don't enjoy having no money, you know.
I think that's it's a problem we've all got.
Yes, but unfortunately in COVID, and I'm not knocking anybody, I want to tell you this. Unfortunately in COVID, a lot of people didn't see or grasp the opportunity that the world has changed and digital has become the platform. I mean, there's a reason why Jeff Bezos' personal wealth quadrupled in the last year. Because everybody's doing stuff online.
Correct.
So I thought, well, let me take my comedy, reposition it as a review platform and sell the videos to companies that want to advertise, because it's a fraction of the cost that they would pay for print advertising or pamphlets or things like that. Plus, it's theirs.
And it's original.
And it's original, and it's funny, and it's... I've done... I stand correct. I'm on about... If I take both platforms, I've done over 100 in the last year.
My goodness. I can't wait to share that on our social media, because I just know it's going to go viral, because everybody loves Barry Hilton.
CousinApproved.com. Well, except my ex-wife.
I think most of us will agree with you on that one. Now that you're back in, I see you doing a tour. You're touring some of the local casinos, and I'm very happy to say, the minute I heard you on air, you were back live. I bought my tickets at Emperor's to go and see you, because I've missed you so much.
You've gotten just in time, because it's sold out.
Correct, and I'm there with another couple. We're going as friends. We just decided we needed a laugh. We needed to see you. We need to get back to some kind of normality besides being online.
Absolutely. You know what? Actually, I went to PE a couple of weeks ago and I filled a room there. It's quite surreal, because even though I sold the place out, it was half full. It's the weirdest thing, you know, but you have to work to it. No, because it was half full.
Yeah, because you've got that social distancing.
Yeah, and could you believe there was people outside the room, and there was people outside reselling their tickets.
Oh my word.
Yes. So
they could make a profit.
Yes. There was some guy bought 10 or 15 tickets and resold them at double the price. Which
it just goes to show how popular you are.
Well, thank God for that. we did the show in a combi. So there was only 7 tickets. Not many kids. So it was a nice venue, but they were reselling tickets, and I thought, wow. You know, that's how it's not me. It's how important entertainment is, and how silly I believe the government was to ignore artists, because artists are the lifeblood of society.
And especially in our country, because we're very much an outdoor event kind of country where that's where our social lives exist.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the comics have done stuff, and they're making plans, and you know, you'll be surprised how innovative artists are. They've done things that they wouldn't do before, you know?
I want to give a shout out
to Young Sculpt Bezadnet. He created this platform, and he's done exceptionally well, because he just made these videos every day just talking cuck. you know what? You've got to look at that and say, well done, Sculpt, because he didn't sit down and say,
worries me.
Oh, woe is me. You made a plan. You make a plan. Yeah, so that's what it's about. And you know what the best part for me for COVID was?
No.
That I spent the last year, I've been away for 10 days in a year. Otherwise, I would be away for 10 days in a month at least. So
your family would delight
us. Time with my family, my little boy.
Your dog?
Absolutely. My dog's just disagreeing with a moment. So I'm having a draw. And if I may talk about this Cousin Approved, I don't travel. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that. So I've got a green screen in my house that I set up everything. I do my videos there. So what a great way to create and earn a living. But now it's paid more for me, because now I can go back and do my shows again. But I've also got this Cousin Approved. So I made a plan in COVID.
And you know what I think is wonderful about Cousin Approved is the fact that you can bring products in from overseas, as in our friend from Amazon, and bring a product in and say, you know what, I've just bought this. Let me tell the people in the US, in the UK, because you know you have such an iconic following worldwide, because South Africans are all over the world.
Funny enough, I just did an advert for a guy in the UK yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
He's going to promote it to South Africans. It's a South African based product. Can't tell you what it is yet, but he's going to use it to market to the South Africans, because apparently there's like 1 million South Africans scattered around Europe.
Absolutely.
So,
So you know what you can do, Barry, is there's a product that we do on a Monday called Celebrate Southern Africa. It is a web-based, it was in fact a market once a year in the UK, and Dawn Denton runs it. And please would you pass that information on to the chap in the UK to go and add himself onto Celebrate Southern Africa. It's a free platform.
Celebrate South Africa.
Yeah, and it connects South Africans both business-wise and people to buy from South Africans in the UK. It's wonderful.
Can I tell you I've done a lot of these, okay, but the best one, you know they say simplicity is the way it works. So this guy phones me up, okay. He phones me up. Boom, Barry. I said, hello. He said, I've got something for you. I want to do this. I said, well, what is it? And he said to me, it's a Bucky Hockey. Okay. I said, what? He said, have you ever tried to get something out of your buck? And you need a huck. So I created this Bucky Hockey. Okay. It's a broom handle with a rubberized hook at the end, shaped like a question mark. Okay. But I'm not lying to you. This guy was great. So instead of climbing into the back of your Bucky, you stick the hockey in and just pull the stuff you need out.
It's amazing.
Well, it is amazing because how about this oak? He had no work, he had nothing, and he created this idea, the most simple idea I've ever seen. But how many South Africans do you know wouldn't need a Bucky Hockey? Because there are so many Buckies here, and you use it. My wife actually uses it to put stuff away, like picnic baskets and that. We put it at the top of a cupboard that you couldn't usually reach, and we don't need a stepladder and all that stuff. A Bucky Hockey.
And you know how many people that would help? Because I'm short and our Bucky's tall because we've got a Ranger. And you know, it's a high, and I can never get in the back, so I just don't bother. I put in the back seat.
Go and get yourself a Bucky Hockey.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I just love that, and I love his name. You know, South Africans are so innovative, which is why I'm so glad we have you, because we have a claim to Barry Hilton. He's South African.
You know what I'm saying? I just love the fact that we live here. Look, you know what? Life is tough, and the world is like in turmoil. It's not only us, okay? And the world, you know, I was watching a program the other day about these Americans. They foiled a terrorist operation. It took them 7 years to get these guys behind bars.
Wow.
7 years. No, what I'm trying to say is, so we think our judicial system is very slow here. It's as slow as the rest of the world is. Because we've got these smart lawyers that are fielding questions and they're done, you can't do this, you can't do that. Oh, they got my client's sick, you can't do this and can't say that. That doesn't only happen here. It happens everywhere in the world. You know?
Yeah, I think we often single ourselves out as being a third world country, but actually we're a first world country because we managed lockdown far better than the rest of the world.
Well, it's quite amazing. I have three children in the UK and they are sort of elated. They've only just now.
Today.
They're open that they can go see, no, a couple of days ago.
Oh, was it
they
a couple
are allowed
of days?
To go have two people or something at the house. So they've been drastically affected. Look, I don't think we've done so bad, and everybody knocks our
We've done exceptionally well. I congratulate our guys for the way we've handled. We've gone back to life as normal as we possibly can, just with a few restrictions. But you know,
and you know, it's like people are wearing masks as a norm now.
Yes, and none of us complain.
There's got to be a joke. So this shop was robbed the other day, and the police went in and they said to the woman, can you perhaps describe the robbers? And she said, I can't because none of them were wearing masks.
I'm so glad to see, though, that COVID didn't take away your sense of humor because I don't know what South Africa would be like without Barry Hilton.
Well, I'm sure it'll get on, but I'm very blessed, you know, and I really, I'm very blessed that I can do what I love to do. 38 years, eh? And I still love working, and I'm sort of mind boggled that I go on stage and it's full up and it's all that stuff, and I'm completely honored that people come to my show. And you know the best part for me is that my shows, You've seen me live, have you?
Yes, yeah, a number of times. I can never miss a Barry Hilton.
I don't come out from the back of this big fanfare.
No.
Because I believe I'm one of the people. I'm a cousin. You know what I'm saying? So let's have a chat. And if people who haven't seen my show live, when they come to me after, they say, "Yeah, but you're so casual on stage." And I say, "Well, how else should I be? You know, because I'm upstairs on the stage talking to yourself, people like yourself, but I feel it's almost like a one-to-one that I'm talking to people. I have such fun." And
somebody mentioned the other day when I said I was going to be asking if you could come on air with us and chat to us about the show. And they said, "I spent an entire afternoon with Barry Hilton and he never swore once." And they said, "You know, I never stopped laughing." They said, "If only more comedians would be like that."
Yeah, well, that's cool. It's my thing, you know. I learned that in the beginning. An old comedian called Johnny Noble told me, "If you keep it clean, you will always be in the scene."
Wow.
Yeah, that's when I first started. If you keep it clean, you'll always be in the scene.
Absolutely.
Because, you can flip and whatever you want, you can do what you do. But when you're professional and people are buying tickets to see you, you have a certain duty to keep it smooth. For me, that's my idea, you know?
No, listen, you're so iconic in the South African scene as well as South Africans worldwide. They take, I know my brother in the UK, whenever you in the UK, he makes sure he takes tickets and he always takes people from the UK, British people with him, to say, "This is what we miss the most and you will love Barry as much as we do."
Well,
and
you know,
they usually
do. That's quite amazing. I appreciate that because I remember that when I was in England doing a tour, I did the Comedy Store in Manchester, and I did one in Wales, I did whatever. And the British people after the show came to me and they said to me, "You're funny." I said, "Well, yeah, that's why I do this." Yeah. So it's brilliant. But you know what? There's an abundance of talent in South Africa. We just, people sort of diss us. "Oh, you South African, that doesn't matter." You know, there's an abundance of talent. There's some brilliant comedians. There's certainly fantastic musicians. There's certainly great radio personalities. That was a little dig for you.
Okay? Thank you.
There's brilliant there. You know, but we do. I mean, look, you know, we have talent. We have massive talent in South Africa. And it's about time, I think, that we realize that we are just as good as anywhere else in the world.
No, I completely agree. Tell me a little bit about your upcoming tour. You're going to be at Emperor's on Thursday. Yeah. Where do we go from there?
Yeah. We go from, I'm actually, tomorrow I'm going to Durban, to the Sun Coast.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
The whirlwind.
Yeah, and then I'm going to Emperor's on Thursday. That's sold out, I believe. Sun Coast is sold out. The Barnyard in Silver Star is almost sold out. That's on Friday. And Saturday, I'm in Menlyn. And that's doing pretty well. And then and on the 28th, I'm in Tiger Valley in Cape Town. So it's lekker. I really enjoy it. You know what I enjoy about my shows? I don't know what I'm going to say.
I was going to say, tell me, I bet you've got a whole bunch of new material that we can't wait because we waited for a year to see you. I can't believe it's been a year.
My shows, I get on stage and I start talking and I just go.
Absolutely.
So my shows are never planned per se. I don't say, like, "I'm going to start with this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this." Because I'm having so much fun basically talking gunk. It's an honor for me, you know. Maybe I should be giving you the money. Because my audience are the people that just make me feel great. It's not about money. It's about...
It's your therapy.
Yes, it's my therapy. I'm having a jaw. And South Africans need a good laugh. And you know, also, if you come to my show, it's not limited to a certain section of South Africa. You see, the people in my show is diverse, completely diverse, which I think is great.
They're from all walks of life, and all of us giggle as much as the next guy. I mean, often I remember when I took my mom to see you, my mom was in a wheelchair, and she just loved the show. And her giggles would be so different to our giggles, but we'd giggle nonetheless because there were things that she could relate to, things that I could relate to, you know.
You know what the best thing is for me, when I'm on stage and I'm doing Barry Hilton stuff, just being stupid, and I see people that are screaming with laughter. You can't put a price on that.
No, you can't.
Well, these people have actually paid to see me, and they are laughing with me, having the greatest fun. And it's just it's a massive honor, you know. I think too many artists, when they make themselves known, they get a bit too clever about it, but they always seem to forget that without their fans, they would be nothing.
Correct. And I think one of the good things about you is you have such a large fan base, purely because you never fail to say you're a South African. Your cousin, the accolades to cousin changed completely when you started to use the phrase, my cousin. You see, even we can say it because we just know.
You know, that's the weirdest thing. I don't know if you remember when you see my show. I walk on. I don't come on to fanfare. I walk on stage. I don't remember this. I take a sip of water.
Correct.
And I step at the mic and I just say, my cousin. And everybody just laughs. And I don't know why. But it's fantastic.
But you know, it's interesting because you take that word cousin, because now I say he's my cousin. No, he's really my cousin. No, he really is. He's not my Barry Hilton cousin. He's my cousin.
He's my cousin. Yeah.
So you realize you now own that word. You understand that.
Yeah, well, that's why I've got cousin approved.
I think it's fabulous. Barry, where can people buy tickets for your show?
They can get it online, I believe, or they can go to the phone, the hotels. I think, the Barnyard Theatre have got a website. I'm not too sure. I'm terrible at this. Sandy does all that stuff.
Oh, don't worry.
But I'm sure if you go to the Barnyard Theatres, you can book tickets.
We only have to type in Barry Hilton and up it'll come. So you don't have to worry about that. and about the Barry, the cousin approved, please tell us where we can find your videos.
To YouTube channel, cousin approved.
Fabulous. And if people want to promote their products, they can just get hold of you through the channel.
Yes.
If people want their products approved.
If they go there and they just type their cousinapproved.com.
Yes.
It'll go into the website and say, you want something, here's some videos, check this and this, make an order, have a chat, phone me first. I've had to change the parameters a little bit that I phone every person as soon as I can. Then I talk to them and I say, look, you know, have to think about it. And then if you want it, then phone me again and we'll make a booking. Let's go. There's a lot of people that try and get me to do stuff that I just don't do.
Don't want to do, absolutely.
Well, you can't. I can't do, for instance, vaping. I do a funny joke about vaping. But I don't do alcohol and I don't do CBD. You know, a guy said to me the other day, can you do CBD? I said, the last time I've been into the center of the town, I can't. You know?
Well, the good...
No, it's CBD oil. I said, no, I knew that. But I don't do CBD and I don't do alcohol.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, imagine I start doing alcohol. Then the next one comes along and the next one. And then somebody goes and gets drunk and fall over.
Absolutely.
And they smash their car and they say, well,
and then it's your fault. Exactly. So well done, because that's very responsible of you. And again, it's like keeping your show clean. Your responsibility to your public and to the people who watch you is just awesome. And it's well thought out, and thank you for being that family orientated, because we all need responsible people like yourself, especially to come up with the products that you have.
I do appreciate it, but there's a lot of South African artists that are very clean now.
No, I realize that, but this is a conversation between you and I. So
no,
I think,
fantastic.
You know, just as far as you're concerned,
exactly.
Well done.
Yeah, we have fun, and I'm really blessed that I can do this, and I just smock it thickened. That's another one of my sayings.
I know, smock it thickened. I know that's deep. And you've just got the way to say it as an accent. I can't do the accent. I can certainly do the words, but the accent, I'm afraid, is all yours.
When I do something on Cousin Approved, and I write a script, okay, at the top of my script, when I send it to the person, I say, please read this in Cousin.
Your own language.
Yeah, because it's the way I say things. I don't know why I say things the way I say things, but I just do.
But you absolutely do. And Barry, it's been such a pleasure having you on air. I could talk to you all day.
I'm honored that you would. As an old man, you still want to keep the come and listen to me. That's great.
Oh, make no mistake.
I will see you on Thursday.
I will definitely do that, and I'm sure half of South Africa can, in fact, most of the South Africans will join me in an accolade and an applause to say well done and thank you for being back.
Pleasure.
Go
thank
well.
You.
Thanks, Barry.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye. Hi, Barry.
How's it? What a lekker day. It is in the Amanas, too. Really
nice. Oh, my goodness. Are you in Amanas? I thought you were in Johannesburg. That's such good news.
Yeah. I'll make a plan.
So tell me, I need to understand, what happened to Barry during COVID? Because, you know, we missed you terribly. We were all watching reruns on YouTube and things like that. And when I woke up this morning, I thought, I've got to phone Barry. Got to hear what he's up to.
I appreciate it. What happened to Barry? Barry had time the weirdest thing with COVID is it made time for me to reassess what I'm doing with my life. I've got all these ideas that I want to do and make a plan. And COVID allowed me to action ideas that I had that I wanted. I've created a platform called Cousin Approved. And it came about from watching YouTube videos that people do these unboxing videos. Have you seen those things?
Yes, where they trial a product and they unbox it and they say, okay, how easy is it to put together?
Yeah, it takes them 5 minutes to open the box. By that time, I'm wishing it was a knife so I could use it to slip my wrist. You know what I'm saying? So I actually thought, well, there's got to be a way around this because I've got a 90-second window. And so I created this platform called Cousin Approved where I talk about people's product that I approve of. I make it funny. I video it. And then those people then use it for their digital marketing. And it also goes onto the Cousin Approved YouTube channel. And it's really, really working well for me. Because
okay, so now that you've told us about this, do you realize you're going to have to do a 90-second audio on something that you've opened? In other words, have you got something handy that you can just do a 90-second for us so we can hear what it sounds like?
Hold on a second. I did a... just bear with me, okay?
No, listen, we'll wait for you anytime because I'm looking forward to seeing your show on Thursday as well. So I get to see Barry, my cousin.
Are you coming on Thursday? That's
yes,
cool, isn't it?
To Empress Palace.
I have got, I don't know if this will come through.
I'm looking forward to hearing this because this is only going to be fun. If you're going to be promoting products, I can't wait. No, unfortunately we can't. So what I'll do is I'll put the link onto our website, onto our social media, and everyone can follow it.
I'll tell you how I do it, okay? It goes like this. I did a thing for EPS Bathroom and Kitchen, okay?
Yes.
And they sell one product called Hansgrohe. It's an upmarket faucets. So I did this. I went, my cousin, you know, like I know, that EPS Bathroom and Kitchen are the business. Quality is their middle name. Quite clearly the leaders in the game. But how's this name? Hansgrohe. Get it? Hot and Steamy has taken a new meeting. In the shower is where it's all happening. Okay, sometimes in the kitchen too. Hansgrohe have got more innovation ideas than a defense lawyer for Jacob Zuma. Okay. And then I write something like that, and I do this whole thing, and then they use it, I film it, then they put it out there, and they make it happen. Are you there?
I'm absolutely blown away about, you know what, I just love what you've done, because advertising has become so boring, because young ad execs don't have a brain cell, because they just put it out there and hope that we'll watch it, listen to it, and I get so bored, and the one I've only enjoyed recently is Suzuki, where they talk about, where the guy's on and he does the Suzuki ad. I love that ad, because somebody gave some thought to it, and you've just done that. Well done.
I created this platform because, A, I couldn't work on stage, and B, I don't enjoy having no money, you know.
I think that's it's a problem we've all got.
Yes, but unfortunately in COVID, and I'm not knocking anybody, I want to tell you this. Unfortunately in COVID, a lot of people didn't see or grasp the opportunity that the world has changed and digital has become the platform. I mean, there's a reason why Jeff Bezos' personal wealth quadrupled in the last year. Because everybody's doing stuff online.
Correct.
So I thought, well, let me take my comedy reposition it as a review platform and sell the videos to companies that want to advertise, because it's a fraction of the cost that they would pay for print advertising or pamphlets or things like that. Plus, it's theirs.
And it's original.
And it's original, and it's funny, and it's... I've done... I stand correct. I'm on about... If I take both platforms, I've done over 100 in the last year.
My goodness. I can't wait to share that on our social media, because I just know it's going to go viral, because everybody loves Barry Hilton.
Cousinapproved.com. Well, except my ex-wife.
I think most of us will agree with you on that one. Now that you're back in, I see you doing a tour. You're touring some of the local casinos, and I'm very happy to say, the minute I heard you on air, you were back live. I bought my tickets at Emperor's to go and see you, because I've missed you so much.
Of course, I'm just in time because it's sold out.
Correct, and I'm there with another couple. We're going as friends. We just decided we needed a laugh. We needed to see you. We need to get back to some kind of normality besides being online.
You know what, actually, I went to PE a couple of weeks ago and I filled a room there. It's quite surreal because even though I'd sold the place out, it was half full. It's the weirdest thing, you know, but you have to work to it. No, because it was half full.
Yeah, because you've got that social distancing.
Yeah, and could you believe there was people outside the room, and there was people outside reselling their tickets.
Oh, my word.
Yes, so...
So they could make a profit?
Yes, there was... Some guy bought 10 or 15 tickets and resold them at double the price. Which
just goes to show how popular you are.
Well, thank God for that. we did the show in a combi, so there was only 7 tickets. Not many kids. So it was a nice venue, but they were reselling tickets, and I thought, wow, you know, that's how it's not me. It's how important entertainment is, and how silly I believe the government was to ignore artists, because artists are the lifeblood of society.
And especially in our country, because we're very much an outdoor event kind of country where that's where our social lives exist.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the comics have done stuff, and they're making plans, and you know, you'll be surprised how innovative artists are. They've done things that they wouldn't do before, you know.
I want to give a shout out
to Young Sculpt Poseidon. He created this platform and he's done exceptionally well, because he just went on, he just made these videos every day just talking cuck. you know what, you've got to look at that and say, well done, Sculpt, because he didn't sit down and say,
woe is me.
He made a plan. You make a plan. Yeah, so that's what it's about. And you know what the best part for me for COVID was?
No.
That I spent the last year, but I've been away for 10 days in a year. Otherwise, I would be away for 10 days in a month at least. So
your family would delight.
Time with my family, my little boy.
Your dog?
Absolutely. My dog's disagreeing with the moment. So I'm having a draw, and if I may talk about this Cousin Approved, I don't travel, I don't have to do this, I don't have to do that. So I've got a green screen in my house that I set up everything, I do my videos there. So what a great way to create and earn a living. But now it's paid more for me, because now I can go back and do my shows again. But I've also got this Cousin Approved, so I made a plan in COVID.
And you know what I think is wonderful about Cousin Approved is the fact that you can bring products in from overseas, as in our friend from Amazon, and bring a product in and say, you know what, I've just bought this. Let me tell the people in the US, in the UK, because you know you have such an iconic following worldwide, because South Africans are all over the world.
Funny enough, I just did an advert for a guy in the UK yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
And he's going to promote it to South Africans. It's a South African-based product. Can't tell you what it is yet, but he's going to use it to market to the South Africans, because apparently there's like 1 million South Africans scattered around Europe.
Absolutely.
So,
So you know what you can do, Barry, is there's a product that we do on a Monday called Celebrate Southern Africa. It is a web-based, it was in fact a market once a year in the UK, and Dawn Denton runs it. And please, would you pass that information on to the chap in the UK to go and add himself onto Celebrate Southern Africa? It's a free platform.
Celebrate Southern Africa, yeah.
Yeah, and it connects South Africans both business-wise and people to buy from South Africans in the UK. It's wonderful.
Can I tell you I've done a lot of these, okay, but the best one, you know, they say simplicity is the way it works. So this guy phones me up, okay? He phones me up. Boom, Barry. I said, hello. He said, I've got something for you. I want to do this. I said, well, what is it? And he said to me, it's a Bucky Hucky. Okay? I said, what? He said, have you ever tried to get something out of your buck and you need a huck? So I created this Bucky Hucky. Okay. It's a broom handle with a rubberized hook at the end, shaped like a question mark, okay? but I'm not lying to you. This guy was great. So instead of climbing into the back of your bucky, you stick the hucky in and just pull the stuff you need out.
It's amazing.
Well, it is amazing because how about this out? He had no work, he had nothing, and he created this idea, the most simple idea I've ever seen. But how many South Africans do you know wouldn't need a bucky hucky? Because there are so many buckies here, and you use it. My wife actually uses it to put stuff away, like picnic baskets and that. We put it at the top of a cupboard that she couldn't usually reach. And we don't need a stepladder and all that stuff. A bucky hucky.
And you know how many people that would help? Because I'm short, and our bucky's tall because we've got a ranger. And, you know, well, it's a high, and I can never get in the back, so I just don't bother. I put in the back seat.
Go and get yourself a bucky hucky.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I just love that, and I love his name. You know, South Africans are so innovative, which is why I'm so glad we have you, because we have a claim to Barry Hilton. He's South African.
I'm trying my best. You know what I'm saying? I just love the fact that we live here. Look, you know what? Life is tough. And the world is like in turmoil. It's not only us, okay? And the world, you know, I was watching a program the other day about these Americans. They foiled a terrorist operation. It took them 7 years to get these guys behind bars.
Wow.
7 years. Now, what I'm trying to say is, so we think our judicial system is very slow here. It's as slow as the rest of the world is. Because we've got these smart lawyers that are fielding questions, and they're done. You can't do this, you can't do that. Oh, they got my client sick. You can't do this and can't say that. That doesn't only happen here. It happens everywhere in the world, you know?
Yeah, I think we often single ourselves out as being a third world country, but actually we're a first world country because we managed lockdown far better than the rest of the world.
Well, it's quite amazing. I have three children in the UK, and they are sort of elated. They've only just now,
today.
They opened that they can go see. No, a couple of days ago.
Oh, was it a couple of days?
They were allowed to go have two people or something at the house. So they've been drastically affected. Look, I'm not saying. I don't think we've done so bad. And everybody knocks our.
We've done exceptionally well. I congratulate our guys for the way we've handled. We've gone back to life as normal as we possibly can, just with a few restrictions. But you know.
And you know, it's like people are wearing masks as a norm now.
Yes. And so none of us complain.
There's got to be a joke. So this shop was robbed the other day. And the police went in and they said to the woman, can you perhaps describe the robbers? And she said, I can't, because none of them were wearing masks.
I'm so glad to see, though, that COVID didn't take away your sense of humor, because I don't know what South Africa would be like without Barry Hilton.
Well, I'm sure it'll get on, but I'm very blessed, you know, and I really am very blessed that I can do what I love to do. 38 years, eh?
Yo.
And I still love working, and I'm sort of mind-boggled that I go on stage and it's full up and it's all that stuff, and I'm completely honored that people come to my show. And you know the best part for me is that my shows, You've seen me live, have you?
Yes, yeah, a number of times. I can never miss the Barry Hilton.
I don't come out from the back to this big fanfare.
No.
How's that? Because I believe I'm one of the people. I'm a cousin. You know what I'm saying? So let's have a chat. And if people who haven't seen my show live, when they come to me after, they say, "Yeah, but you're so casual on stage." And I say, "Well, how else should I be?" You know, because I'm upstairs on the stage talking to yourself, people like yourself, but I feel it's almost like a one-to-one that I'm talking to people. I have such fun. And
somebody mentioned the other day when I said I was going to be asking if you could come on air with us and chat to us about the show. And they said, "I spent an entire afternoon with Barry Hilton and he never swore once." And they said, "You know, I never stopped laughing." They said, "If only more comedians would be like that."
Yeah, well, that's cool. It's my thing, you know. I learned that in the beginning. An old comedian called Johnny Noble told me, "If you keep it clean, you will always be in the scene."
Wow.
Yeah, that's when I first started. If you keep it clean, you'll always be in the scene.
Absolutely.
Because you know, you can flip and whatever you want, you can do what you do. But when you're professional and people are buying tickets to see you, you have a certain duty to keep it smooth. For me, that's my idea, you know.
No, listen, you're so iconic in the South African scene as well as South Africans worldwide. I know my brother in the UK, whenever you in the UK, he makes sure he takes tickets and he always takes people from the UK, the British people with him, to say, "This is what we miss the most and you will love Barry as much as we do."
Well,
and
you know,
they usually
do. That's quite amazing. I appreciate that because I remember that when I was in England doing a tour, I did the Comedy Store in Manchester, and I did one in Wales, and I did whatever. And the British people after the show came to me and they said to me, "You're funny." I said, "Well, yeah, that's why I do this." Yeah. So it's brilliant. But you know what? There's an abundance of talent in South Africa. We just, people sort of diss us. Are you South African? That doesn't matter. You know, there's an abundance of talent. There's some brilliant comedians. There's certainly fantastic musicians. There's certainly great radio personalities. That was a little dig for you.
Okay? Thank you.
There's brilliant thing. You know, but we do. I mean, look, you know, we have talent. We have massive talent in South Africa. And it's about time, I think, that we realize that we are just as good as anywhere else in the world.
No, I completely agree. Tell me a little bit about your upcoming tour. You're going to be at Emperor's on Thursday. Yeah. Where do we go from there?
We go from... tomorrow I'm going to Durban, to the Sun Coast.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
A whirlwind.
And then I'm going to Emperor's on Thursday. That's sold out. I believe Sun Coast is sold out. The Barnyard in Silver Star is almost sold out. That's on Friday. And Saturday, I'm in Menlyn. That's doing pretty well. And then and on the 28th, I'm in Tiger Valley in Cape Town. So it's lekker. I really enjoy it. You know what I enjoy about my shows? I don't know what I'm going to say.
I was going to say, tell me, I bet you've got a whole bunch of new material that we can't wait because we waited for a year to see you. I can't believe it's been a year.
My shows, I get on stage and I start talking and I just go.
Absolutely.
So my shows are never planned per se. I don't say, I'm going to start with this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Because I'm having so much fun basically talking gunk. It's an honor for me, you know. Maybe I should be giving you the money. Because my audience are the people that just make me feel great. It's not about money. It's about...
It's your therapy.
Yes, it's my therapy. I'm having a jaw. And South Africans need a good laugh. And you know, also, if you come to my show, it's not limited to a certain section of South Africa. You see, the people in my show is diverse, completely diverse, which I think is great.
They're from all walks of life, and all of us giggle as much as the next guy. I mean, often I remember when I took my mom to see you, my mom was in a wheelchair, and she just loved the show. And her giggles would be so different to our giggles, but we'd giggle nonetheless because there were things that she could relate to, things that I could relate to, you know.
Do you know what the best thing is for me? When I'm on stage and I'm doing Barry Hilton stuff, just being stupid, and I see people that are screaming with laughter. You can't put a price on that.
No, you can't.
Well, these people have actually paid to see me, and they are laughing with me, having the greatest fun. And it's just it's a massive honor, you know. I think too many artists, when they make themselves known, they get a bit too clever about it, but they always seem to forget that without their fans, they would be nothing.
Correct. And I think one of the good things about you is you have such a large fan base, purely because you never fail to say you're a South African. Your cousin, the accolades to cousin changed completely when you started to use the phrase, my cousin. You see, even we can say it because we just know.
You know, that's the weirdest thing. I don't know if you remember when you see my show. I walk on. I don't come on to fanfare. I walk on stage. I don't remember this. I take a sip of water.
Correct.
And I step at the mic and I just say, my cousin. And everybody gets laughed. And I don't know why. And I'm just laughing. But it's fantastic.
But you know, it's interesting because you take that word cousin, because now I say he's my cousin. No, he's really my cousin. No, he really is. He's not my Barry Hilton cousin. He's my cousin.
He's my cousin. Yeah.
So you realize you now own that word. You understand that, eh?
Yeah. Well, that's why I've got cousin approved.
I think it's fabulous. Barry, where can people buy tickets for your show?
They can get it online, I believe, or they can go to the phone, the hotels. I think, the Barnyard Theatre have got a website. I'm not too sure. I'm terrible at this. Sandy does all that stuff.
Oh, don't worry.
But I'm sure if you go to the Barnyard Theatres, you can book tickets.
We only have to type in Barry Hilton and up it'll come. So you don't have to worry about that. And about the Barry, the cousin approved, please tell us where we can find your videos.
To YouTube channel, cousin approved.
Fabulous. And if people want to promote their products, they can just get hold of you through the channel.
Yes.
If people want their products approved.
If they go there and they just type their cousinapproved.com.
Yes.
It'll go into the website and say, you want something? Here's some videos. Check this and this. Make an order. Have a chat. Phone me first. I've had to change the parameters a little bit that I phone every person as soon as I can. Then I talk to them and I say, look, you know, have to think about it. And then if you want it, then phone me again and we'll make a booking. Let's go. Because, look, there's a lot of people that try and get me to do stuff that I just don't do.
Don't want to do, absolutely.
Well, you can't. I can't do, for instance, vaping. I do a funny joke about vaping. But I don't do alcohol and I don't do CBD. You know, a guy said to me the other day, can you do CBD? I said, I had the last time I've been into the center of the town, I can't. You know?
Well, the good...
No, it's CBD oil. I said, no, well, I knew that. But no, I don't do CBD and I don't do alcohol.
Oh my goodness.
Because, imagine I start doing alcohol, then the next one comes along, and the next one, and then somebody goes and gets drunk and fall over because
absolutely.
They smash their car and they say, well,
and then it's all fault. Exactly.
Yeah.
So well done, because that's very responsible of you. And again, it's like keeping your show clean. Your responsibility to your public and to the people who watch you is just awesome. And it's well thought out, and thank you for being that family orientated, because we all need responsible people like yourself, especially to come up with the products that you have.
I do appreciate it, but there's a lot of South African artists that are very clean now.
No, I realize that, but this is a conversation between you and I. So I think, you know, just as far as you're concerned, well done.
Yeah, we have fun, and I'm really blessed that I can do this, and I just smock it thickened. That's another one of my sayings.
I know, smock it thickened. I know that's deep. And you've just got the way to say it as an accent. I can't do the accent. I can certainly do the words, but the accent, I'm afraid, is all yours.
When I do something on Cousin Approved and I write a script, okay, at the top of my script, when I send it to the person, I say, please read this in Cousin.
Your own language.
Yes, because it's the way I say things. And I don't know why I say things the way I say things, but I just do.
But you absolutely do. And Barry, it's been such a pleasure having you on air. I could talk to you all day.
I'm honored that you would. As an old man, you still want to come and listen to me. That's great.
Oh, make no mistake.
I will see you on Thursday.
I will definitely do that, and I'm sure half of South Africa can, in fact, most of the South Africans will join me in an accolade and an applause to say well done and thank you for being back.
Pleasure.
Go
thank
well.
You.
Thanks, Barry.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye. Hi, Barry.
How's it? What a lekker day. It is in Amanus, too. It's really nice.
Oh, my goodness. Are you in Amanus? I thought you were in Johannesburg. That's such good news. Time.
Yeah. I make a plan.
So tell me, I need to understand, what happened to Barry during COVID? Because, you know, we missed you terribly. We were all watching reruns on YouTube and things like that. And when I woke up this morning, I thought, I've got to phone Barry. Got to hear what he's up to.
I appreciate it. What happened to Barry? Barry had time. The weirdest thing with COVID is it made time for me to reassess what I'm doing with my life. I've got all these ideas that I want to do and make a plan. And COVID allowed me to action ideas that I had that I wanted. I created a platform called Cousin Approved. And it came about from watching YouTube videos that people do these unboxing videos. Have you seen those things?
Yes, where they trial a product and they unbox it and they say, okay, how easy is it to put together?
It takes them 5 minutes to open the box. By that time, I'm wishing it was a knife so I could use it to slip my wrist. You know what I'm saying? So I actually thought, well, there's got to be a way around this because I've got a 90-second window. And so I created this platform called Cousin Approved where I talk about people's product that I approve of. I make it funny. I video it. And then those people then use it for their digital marketing. And it also goes onto the Cousin Approved YouTube channel. And it's really, really working well for me. Because
okay, so now that you've told us about this, do you realize you're going to have to do a 90-second audio on something that you've opened? In other words, have you got something handy that you can just do a 90-second for us so we can hear what it sounds like?
Hold on a second. I did a... just bear with me, okay?
No, listen, we'll wait for you anytime because I'm looking forward to seeing your show on Thursday as well. So I get to see Barry, my cousin.
Are you coming on Thursday? That's
yes,
cool, isn't it?
To Empress Palace.
I have got, I don't know if this will come through.
I'm looking forward to hearing this because this is only going to be fun. If you're going to be promoting products, I can't wait. No, unfortunately we can't. So what I'll do is I'll put the link onto our website, onto our social media, and everyone can follow it.
I'll tell you how I do it, okay? It goes like this. I did a thing for EPS Bathroom and Kitchen, okay?
Yes.
And they sell one product called Hansgrohe. It's an upmarket faucet. So I did this. I went, my cousin, you know like I know that EPS Bathroom and Kitchen are the business. Quality is their middle name. Quite clearly the leaders in the game. But how's this name? Hansgrohe. Get it hot and steamy is taking a new meeting. In the shower is where it's all happening. Okay, sometimes in the kitchen too. I've got more innovation ideas than a defense lawyer for Jacob Zuma. Okay. And then I write something like that and I do this whole thing and then they use it, I film it. Then they put it out there and they make it happen.
I'm absolutely blown away about, you know what, I just love what you've done because advertising has become so boring because young ad execs don't have a brain cell because they just put it out there and hope that we'll watch it, listen to it, and I get so bored. And the one I've only enjoyed recently is Suzuki where they talk about where the guy's on and he does the Suzuki ad. I love that ad because somebody gave some thought to it. And you've just done that. Well done.
I created this platform because, A, I couldn't work on stage, and, B, I don't enjoy having no money, you know?
I think that's it's a problem we've all got.
Yes, but unfortunately in COVID, and I'm not knocking anybody, I want to tell you this, unfortunately in COVID, a lot of people didn't see or grasp the opportunity that the world has changed, and digital has become the platform. I mean, there's a reason why Jeff Bezos' personal wealth quadrupled in the last year because everybody's doing stuff online.
Correct.
So I thought, well, let me take my comedy, reposition it as a review platform and sell the videos to companies that want to advertise because it's a fraction of the cost that they would pay for print advertising or pamphlets or things like that. Plus, it's theirs.
And it's original.
And it's original and it's funny and it's... I've done... I stand correct. I'm on about, if I take both platforms, I've done over 100 in the last year.
My goodness. I can't wait to share that on our social media because I just know it's going to go viral because everybody loves Barry Hilton.
Cousinapproved.com. Well, except my ex-wife.
I think most of us will agree with you on that one. Now that you're back in, I see you doing a tour. You're touring some of the local casinos, and I'm very happy to say, the minute I heard you were on air, you were back live. I bought my tickets at Emperor's to go and see you because I've missed you so much.
You've got them just in time because it's sold out.
Correct, and I'm there with another couple. We're going as friends. We just decided we needed a laugh. We needed to see you. We need to get back to some kind of normality besides being online.
You know what? Actually, I went to PE a couple of weeks ago and I filled the room there. It's quite surreal because even though I'd sold the place out, it was half full. It's the weirdest thing, you know, but you have to work to it. No, because it was half full.
Yeah, because you've got that social distancing.
Yeah, and could you believe there was people outside the room and there was people outside reselling their tickets.
Oh, my word.
Yes, so.
So they could make a profit.
Yes, there was some guy bought 10 or 15 tickets and resold them at double the price, which
just goes to show how popular you are.
Well, thank God for that. We did the show in a combi, so there was only 7 tickets. Not many tickets. So it was a nice venue, but they were reselling tickets, and I thought, wow, you know, it's not me. It's how important entertainment is and how silly I believe the government was to ignore artists, because artists are the lifeblood of society.
And especially in our country, because we're very much an outdoor event kind of country that's where our social lives exist.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the comics have done stuff and they're making plans and you know, you'll be surprised how innovative artists are. They've done things that they wouldn't do before, you know.
I want to give a shout out
to Young Sculpt. The he created this platform and he's done exceptionally well because he just went on, he just made these videos every day just talking cuck. You know what? You've got to look at that and say, well done, Skulk, because he didn't sit down and say,
woe is me.
Oh, woe is me. You made a plan. You make a plan. Yeah, so that's what it's about. And you know what the best part for me for COVID was?
No.
That I spent the last year, but I've been away for 10 days in a year. Otherwise, I would be away for 10 days in a month, at least. So
your family would delight.
Time with my family, my little boy.
Your dog?
Absolutely. My dog's disagreeing for the moment. So I'm having a joy. And if I may talk about this Cousin Approved, I don't travel. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that. So I've got a green screen in my house that I've set up everything. I do my videos there. So what a great way to create and earn a living. But now it's paid more for me because now I can go back and do my shows again. But I've also got this Cousin Approved. So I made a plan in COVID.
And you know what I think is wonderful about Cousin Approved is the fact that you can bring products in from overseas, as in our friend from Amazon, and bring a product in and say, you know what, I've just bought this. Let me tell the people in the US, in the UK, because you know you have such an iconic following worldwide, because South Africans are all over the world.
Funny enough, I just did an advert for a guy in the UK yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
He's going to promote it to South Africans. It's a South African based product. Can't tell you what it is yet, but he's going to use it to market to the South Africans, because apparently there's like 1 million South Africans scattered around Europe.
Absolutely. So you know what you can do, Barry, is there's a product that we do on a Monday called Celebrate Southern Africa. It is a web-based, it was in fact a market once a year in the UK, and Dawn Denton runs it. And please would you pass that information on to the chap in the UK to go and add himself onto Celebrate Southern Africa. It's a free platform.
Celebrate South Africa, yeah.
Yeah, and it connects South Africans both business-wise and people to buy from South Africans in the UK. It's wonderful.
Can I tell you that I've done a lot of these, okay, but the best one, you know they say simplicity is the way.
Yes.
So this guy phones me up, okay. He phones me up. Boom, Barry. I said, hello. He said, I've got something for you. I want to do this. I said, well, what is it? And he said to me, it's a Bucky Hucky. Okay? I said, what? He said, have you ever tried to get something out of your buck and you need a huck? So I created this Bakiyaki. Okay. It's a broom handle with a rubberized hook at the end, shaped like a question mark. Okay. But I'm not lying to you. It was great. So instead of climbing into the back of your buck, you stick the hucky in and just pull the stuff you need out.
It's amazing.
Well, it is amazing because how about this oak? He had no work, he had nothing, and he created this idea, the most simple idea I've ever seen. But how many South Africans do you know wouldn't need a bakiyaki? Because there are so many bakis here, and you use it. My wife actually uses it to put stuff away, like picnic baskets and that. We put it at the top of a cupboard that you couldn't usually reach. And we don't need a stepladder and all that stuff. A bakiyaki.
And you know how many people that would help, because I'm short and our bucky's tall because we've got a ranger. And you know, it's a high, and I can never get in the back, so I just don't bother. I put in the back seat.
Go and get yourself a bakiyaki.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I just love that, and I love his name. You know, South Africans are so innovative, which is why I'm so glad we have you, because we have a claim to Barry Hilton. He's South African.
You know what I'm saying? I just love the fact that we live here. Look, you know what? Life is tough, and the world is like in turmoil. It's not only us, okay? And the world, you know, I was watching a program the other day about these Americans. They foiled a terrorist operation. It took them 7 years to get these guys behind bars.
Wow.
7 years. No, what I'm trying to say is, so we think our judicial system is very slow here. It's as slow as the rest of the world is because we've got these smart lawyers that are fielding questions and they're done. You can't do this, you can't do that. Oh, I think my client's sick. You can't do this and can't say that. That doesn't only happen here. It happens everywhere in the world, you know?
Yeah, so. I think we often single ourselves out as being a third world country, but actually we're a first world country because we managed lockdown far better than the rest of the world.
Well, it's quite amazing. I have three children in the UK and they are sort of elated. They've only just now.
Today.
They're open that they can go see, no, a couple of days ago.
Oh, was it a couple of days?
They're allowed to go have two people or something at the house. So they've been drastically affected. Look, I don't think we've done so bad and everybody knocks.
We've done exceptionally well. I congratulate our guys for the way we've handled. We've gone back to life as normal as we possibly can, just with a few restrictions. But you know.
And you know, it's like people are wearing masks as a norm now.
Yes. And none of us complain.
There's got to be a joke. So this shop was robbed the other day. And the police went in and they said to the woman, can you perhaps describe the robbers? And she said, I can't because none of them were wearing masks.
I'm so glad to see, though, that COVID didn't take away your sense of humor because I don't know what South Africa would be like without Barry Hilton.
Well, I'm sure it'll get on, but I'm very blessed, you know, and I'm very blessed that I can do what I love to do. 38 years, and I still love working. And I'm sort of mind boggled that I go on stage and it's full up and it's all that stuff. And I'm completely honored that people come to my show. And you know the best part for me is that my shows, you've seen me live, have you?
Yes, yeah, a number of times. I can never miss a Barry Hilton.
I don't come out from the back of this big fanfare.
No.
I just say, how's that? Because I believe I'm one of the people. I'm a cousin, you know what I'm saying? So let's have a chat. And if people who haven't seen my show live, when they come to me after, they say, yeah, but you're so casual on stage. And I say, well, how else should I be? You know, because I'm upstairs on the stage talking to yourself, people like yourself, but I feel it's almost like a one-to-one that I'm talking to people. I have such fun. And
somebody mentioned the other day when I said I was going to be asking if you could come on air with us and chat to us about the show. And they said, I spent an entire afternoon with Barry Hilton and he never swore once. And they said, you know, I never stopped laughing. They said, if only more comedians would be like that.
Yeah, well, that's cool. It's my thing, you know. I learned that in the beginning. An old comedian called Johnny Noble told me, if you keep it clean, you will always be in the scene.
Wow.
That's when I first started. If you keep it clean, you'll always be in the scene.
Absolutely.
Because, you can flip and whatever you want, you can do what you do. But when you're a professional and people are buying tickets to see you, you have a certain duty to keep it smooth. For me, that's my idea, you know?
No, listen, and we, I think you're so iconic in the South African scene as well as South Africans worldwide. They take, I know my brother in the UK, whenever you in the UK, he makes sure he takes tickets and he always takes people from the UK, the British people with him to say, this is what we miss the most and you will love Barry as much as we do.
Well,
and
you know,
they usually do.
Amazing. I appreciate that because I remember that when I was in England doing a tour, I did the Comedy Store in Manchester and I did one in Wales, I did whatever. And the British people after the show came to me and they said to me, "You're funny." I said, "Well, yeah, that's why I do this." Yeah. So it's brilliant. But you know what? There's an abundance of talent in South Africa. We just, people sort of diss us. Are you South African? That doesn't matter. You know, there's an abundance of talent. There's some brilliant comedians. There's certainly fantastic musicians. There's certainly great radio personalities. That was a little dig for you. Okay?
Thank you.
There's brilliant there. You know, but we do. I mean, look, you know, we have talent. We have massive talent in South Africa. And it's about time, I think, that we realize that we are just as good as anywhere else in the world.
No, I completely agree. And I mean, tell me a little bit about your upcoming tour. You're going to be at Emperor's on Thursday.
Yeah.
Where do we go from there?
We go from, tomorrow I'm going to Durban to the Sun Coast.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
The whirlwind.
And then I'm going to Emperor's on Thursday. That's sold out. I believe Sun Coast is sold out. The Barnyard in Silver Star is almost sold out. That's on Friday. And Saturday I'm in Menlyn. And that's doing pretty well. And then on the 28th I'm in Tiger Valley in Cape Town. So it's lekker. I really enjoy it. You know what I enjoy about my shows? I don't know what I'm going to say.
I was going to say, tell me, I bet you've got a whole bunch of new material that we can't wait to, because we waited for a year to see you. I can't believe it's been a year.
But if you remember my shows, I get on stage and I start talking and I just go.
Absolutely.
So my shows are never planned per se. I don't say, like, I'm going to start with this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Because I'm having so much fun basically talking gunk. It's an honor for me, you know. Maybe I should be giving you the money because my audience are the people that just make me feel great. It's not about money. It's about
it's your therapy.
Yes, it's my therapy. I'm having a jaw. And South Africans need a good laugh. And you know, also if you come to my show, it's not limited to a certain section of South Africa. You see, the people in my show is diverse, completely diverse. I think it's great.
They're from all walks of life, and all of us giggle as much as the next guy. I mean, often I remember when I took my mom to see you, my mom was in a wheelchair, and she just loved the show. And her giggles would be so different to our giggles, but we'd giggle nonetheless because there were things that she could relate to, things that I could relate to, you know.
Do you know what the best thing is for me? When I'm on stage, and I'm doing Barry Hilton stuff, just being stupid, and I see people that are screaming with laughter. You can't put a price on that.
No, you can't.
Well, these people have actually paid to see me and they are laughing with me, having the greatest fun. And it's a massive honor, you know. I think too many artists, when they make themselves known, they get a bit too clever about it, but they always seem to forget that without their fans, they would be nothing.
Correct. And I think one of the good things about you is you have such a large fan base, purely because you never fail to say you're South African. Your cousin, the accolades to cousin changed completely when you started to use the phrase, my cousin. You see, even we can say it because we just know.
You know, that's the weirdest thing. I don't know if you remember when you see my show. I walk on. I don't come on to fanfare. I walk on stage. I don't remember this. I take a sip of water.
Correct.
And I step at the mic and I just say, Makasa. And everybody just laughs. And I don't know why. But it's fantastic.
But you know, it's interesting because you take that word cousin, because now I say he's my cousin. No, he's really my cousin. No, he really is. He's not my Barry Hilton cousin. He's my cousin.
He's my cousin. Yeah.
So you realize you now own that word. You understand that, eh?
Yeah. Well, that's why I've got cousin approved.
I think it's fabulous. Barry, where can people buy tickets for your show?
They can get it online, I believe, or they can go to the phone, the hotels. I think, oh, the Barnyard Theatre have got a website. I'm not too sure. I'm terrible at this. Sandy does all that stuff.
Oh, don't worry.
But I'm sure if you go to the Barnyard Theatres, you can book tickets.
We only have to type in Barry Hilton and up it'll come. So you don't have to worry about that. And about the Barry, the Cousin Approved, please tell us where we can find your videos.
To YouTube channel, Cousin Approved.
Fabulous. And if people want to promote their products, they can just get hold of you through the channel if people want their products approved.
If they go there and they just type their cousinapproved.com.
Yes.
It'll go into the website and say, you want something, here's some videos, check this and this, make an order, have a chat, phone me first. I've had to change the parameters a little bit, that I phone every person as soon as I can. Then I talk to them and I say, look, you know, have to think about it. And then if you want it, then phone me again and we'll make a booking. Just go. Because there's a lot of people that try and get me to do stuff that I just don't do.
Absolutely.
Well, you can't. I can't do, for instance, vaping. I do a funny joke about vaping. But I don't do alcohol and I don't do CBD. You know, a guy said to me the other day, can you do CBD? I said, the last time I've been into the center of the town, I can't.
Well,
it's CBD oil. I said, no, I knew that. But I don't do CBD and I don't do alcohol.
Oh, my goodness.
Because imagine I start doing alcohol. Then the next one comes along and the next one. And then somebody goes and gets drunk and fall over.
Absolutely.
And they smash their car and they say, well,
and then it's all fault. Exactly. So well done, because that's very responsible of you. And again, it's like keeping your show clean. Your responsibility to your public and to the people who watch you is just awesome. And it's well thought out and thank you for being that family orientated, because we all need responsible people like yourself, especially to come up with the products that you have.
I do appreciate it, but there's a lot of South Africans or car artists that are very clean now.
No, I realize that, but this is a conversation between you and I. So I think, you know, just as far as you're concerned, well done.
We have fun, and I'm really blessed that I can do this, and I just smock it's thickened. Another one of my sayings.
I know, smock it's thickened. I know that's deep. And you've just got the way to say it as an accent. I can't do the accent. I can certainly do the words, but the accent, I'm afraid, is all yours.
When I do something on Cousin Approved, and I write a script, okay, at the top of my script, when I send it to the person, I say, please read this in Cousin.
Your own language.
Yes, because it's the way I say things. And I don't know why I say things the way I say things, but I just do.
But you absolutely do. And Barry, it's been such a pleasure having you on air. I could talk to you all day.
I'm honored that you would, as an old man, you still want to come and listen to me. That's great.
Oh, make no mistake.
I will see you on Thursday.
I will definitely do that. And I'm sure half of South Africa can, in fact, most of the South Africans will join me in an accolade and an applause to say well done and thank you for being back.
Pleasure.
Go
thank
well.
You.
Thanks, Barry.
Thank you.
This episode has been recorded by Janine Preston for Life is a Beach.